This is your daily news fix, the Daily Brief, right here on RCR.
Good afternoon and welcome to RCR's Daily Brief. It's Friday, the 7th of March, and I'm Marie Buskey. First up, Jen Bainbridge delivers the latest headlines before the weekend. We'll hear from Richard Prebble on his resignation from the Waitangi Tribunal. Highlighting some of last night's episode of RCR 360, we'll also hear some comments from lawyer Stephen Franks on the controversy surrounding letters sent to practitioners of gender-affirming care on behalf of lobby group Inflection Point. And to finish things off, we've got Natalie and the RCR signpost. Now to the news.
Good afternoon, I'm Jen Bainbridge for RCR. Organics Aotearoa New Zealand is calling on the government to make critical amendments to the proposed gene technology bill as submissions continue to be heard. ON says the best outcome would be to have food and environment exempt from the bill. They're asking for civil liberty provisions to be strengthened, mandatory traceability for all GMOs, including labelling, coexistence measures to prevent GMO contamination and preserve the sector, and independent decision-making on exemptions. ON's board member Scott Lawson says without these essential changes, the bill threatens New Zealand's global reputation on GE-free food production. He says it also jeopardises jobs, exports and consumer trust. The Midwifery Council is reviewing its practice guidelines after concerns that recent changes are too vague and could expand midwives' roles beyond their intended scope. The revised scope of practice, introduced in October 2024, replaced terms like woman and mother with whānau to be more inclusive. Critics argued this wording was ambiguous, shifting focus from the mother and baby. More than 7,000 people signed a petition opposing the change. Parliament's Regulation Review Committee reviewed complaints, finding that unclear language could lead to confusion about midwives' responsibilities. The committee suggested clarifying that midwives primarily care for, quote, individuals capable of childbearing. The Midwifery Council plans more consultation. The newly appointed Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister has offloaded decision-making on the supermarket sector due to a conflict of interest. Scott Simpson takes on the roles assigned by the Prime Minister last week after former Minister Andrew Bailey resigned following an inappropriate encounter with a staffer. Finance and Economic Growth Minister Nicola Willis will now oversee grocery regulation after Simpson flagged the conflict reportedly linked to a close family member owning a supermarket. Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters has dismissed High Commissioner Phil Goff over comments questioning US President Donald Trump's grasp of history. A spokesperson for Mr. Peters has called the remarks deeply disappointing and says they do not reflect the government's stance, making Mr. Goff's position untenable. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, is expected to take initial steps towards dismantling the Department of Education this week. An executive order instructing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process is reportedly in preparation. Abolishing the agency requires congressional approval and past efforts have failed. However, Trump continues to push for its closure. Across the Tasman, tropical cyclone Alfred is approaching southeast Queensland, prompting supermarket closures and public transport suspensions. The Bureau of Meteorology warns that the cyclone, now a Category 2 system, remains unpredictable. Alfred is expected to make landfall between Noosa and Coolangatta late tonight or early tomorrow. Premier David Crisafulli says the system is already packing a punch. In Europe, Turkey has announced plans to build a border wall with Greece to curb illegal migration. Similar barriers already exist on its borders with Syria and Iran. The wall would add a second layer to Greece's own fortifications. And now to RCR Quick Links. The US has backtracked on Canada-Mexico tariffs in the latest sharp shift on trade. The move would expand the one-month carve-out for car imports. US grain prices have tumbled as trade wars spark fears of a glut. Five people have been jailed in Germany for a far-right plot to overthrow the government. Health Minister Simeon Brown says the government will further decrease the age for free colonoscopy screening, saying we want to go further and match Australia. The union representing many of NZME's journalists says it's deeply worried by a billionaire's plans to take over its board. And the government's latest financial statements are more positive than expected at the half-year economic update. And that's RCR Bytes News for today, 7 March. I'm Jen Bainbridge.
Okay, moving on to news and commentary on some of this week's big stories. Paul Brennan spoke to Richard Prebble last night, and first up, he asked him to comment on the firing of UK Ambassador Phil Goff yesterday.
Winston's sacking of Phil Goff for comments he made regarding Trump. Was that a sacking offence?
That's interesting, isn't it? Normally it wouldn't have been, but we have in Mr. Trump a person who takes any insult extremely seriously, as we can see. The fact that the United States is withdrawing even intelligence from Ukraine. When you're weighing everything up, much as I like Phil Goff, his career against New Zealand, sorry, Phil, you're going to have to take one for the team.
Prebble then went on to provide some insight into the reasons behind his resignation from the Waitangi Tribunal this week.
What triggered my resignation was the fact that a few days ago, it was circulated to me at the tribunal's strategic plan for the next 10 years. I'd actually been on the tribunal 3 months, but they only circulated it to me, then gave me a few days to comment. Then I actually found that I wasn't even on the members' mailing list, but I don't put a conspiracy down to that. What I did put it down to is how much they were going to value my contribution as a member. And then I had a look to see who they had circulated it to. And they'd circulated it to a wide range of people who are not members of the tribunal. Then I looked at the strategic plan and realised that they're right, that with their new interpretation of the treaty, we're going to have many, many more grievance claims. Now, I'm one of the people who helped set up the present tribunal, and the purpose of the tribunal was to actually solve grievances. We didn't set it up to be a grievance machine to create grievances. And the point that I made in my article is one that I don't think people have concentrated on, but saying that the citizenship clause means that the treaty was saying that in future governments will all guarantee that everyone in New Zealand is going to have equal prosperity. No government can make that promise. Even if we had a government made up of the Maori Party members, even though they had every single MP in Parliament, they could not deliver on that promise. Communist governments haven't been able to deliver on it, and we certainly can't. And we certainly can't. It's not in the treaty. It's a manufactured, made-up principle, and I'm not prepared to pretend that it can be done.
Now to last night's compelling episode of RCR 360, which focused on gender ideology and the medicalisation of children and questions of informed consent. Co-host Alistair Hardig spoke with lawyer Stephen Franks about why his client, Inflection Point, sent warning letters to some medical practitioners and the ensuing backlash to this, which included complaints to the Law Society and the police.
The police complaint also suggests that you've been using intimidation tactics on people and that's against the law.
No, well, it's not against the law. I'm pretty familiar with the law. I was a justice spokesman in Parliament for a political party for two terms. So even though I'm a commercial and public lawyer, I'm pretty familiar with criminal law. Don't have the slightest concern.
Well, they also suggest that you're threatening these people and you're threatening them with legal action. That is evident, isn't it?
We're warning them. If we were threatening them, we'd be saying, we are going to sue you. What we're saying is you are at risk of being sued, whether it's us or someone else, or you are at risk of disciplinary proceedings, or you are at risk of being a star in one of the periodic scandals that emerge in health when people realise that what might have been common practice is unjustified and worse. I mean, there are many medical treatments that are harmful, but people have to take them because it's what the alternative is worse. What we've had here is a situation where for a long time, PATHA, the people who have been very keen on gender ideology and the idea that it's malleable and you can choose your gender, have been pushing it at young people for a long time without much organised evidence on whether there's net benefit. Whenever they've been challenged, they've said, if we don't do this, they'll suicide and that's worse. Well, now there's pretty solid evidence from three jurisdictions essentially that there is no evidence to support those claims and there is obvious harm from the treatments. And so they don't have a justification any longer for harmful treatment.
Make sure you catch the full episode on our website or app. That's at rcr.media. And that wraps up our news and commentary for today, and indeed this week. Now to Natalie with The Signpost.
Thanks, Marie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Signpost. The weekend is almost here, and tomorrow is International Women's Day. We're very excited to announce the premiere of a new weekly show by another amazing woman joining the RCR family, Rachel Stewart with Riding Shotgun. She takes on the declining trust in mainstream media and invites you along for a humor-filled journey into uncomfortable truths. Sticking with gender, last night's RCR 360 was a real eye-opener. Alistair Harding and Marie Buskey reveal how New Zealand children are getting caught up in gender ideology and expose the lifelong consequences for those affected. If you missed it, you can catch up now. Also fresh today, Paul Brennan speaks with Richard Preble following his resignation from the Waitangi Tribunal, where he warns it's turning the treaty into a socialist manifesto. And in the weekly roundup, Diwa De Boer and William McGimpsey discuss the media's obsession with the school lunch story, a potential hostile takeover of NZME, and more on the week's top stories. If you want to support RCR and look great doing it, check out our RCR merch. From tees, polos, and hoodies to caps, tote bags, stickers, playing cards, and more. There's something for everyone. Wear it, share it, and help spread the word. I'm a bit of a tote bag and cap girl myself. You can grab yours now at rcr.media/shop and show your support for quality independent media. Coming up, pop a reminder in your diary for the fascinating webinar on biometrics hosted by Marie Buskey with Stephen Sykes and Paul Brennan this Monday evening. Save your spot and register for the webinar via the link in the show notes. In the meantime, have a fantastic weekend, everyone. Back to you, Marie.
And that's all from us this week here at The Daily Brief. You can find all the links to the interviews featured in today's show below, so be sure you catch up on those over the weekend if you haven't had a chance to listen. We hope you have a fantastic weekend and we look forward to bringing you more next week. I'm Marie Buskey for RCR's Daily Brief.